Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast, episode 3 of series 10. Coming up on this week's edition, we have a report on the Griffin's House ice lolly sale this week, plus a selection of favourite lessons. There's also a comedy script, a guest the programme game, a rundown of the top shoe brands, and a feature about this weekend's Capital Summertime Ball. Plus, we hear from Year 2 teacher Miss Scott in this week's interview. Let's kick things off with Roshan from Year 4, who's going to tell us about this week's house charity event, the Griffin's Ice Lolly Sale.
Hi, I'm Roshan, and I'm going to tell you about the Griffin's Ice Lolly Sale. In this house event, Griffin's children bring in ice lollies, and then everyone brings in £2 and gets an ice lolly if they want to. They had it at break time. We all enjoyed them in our house families. It was held on Wednesday the 10th of June this week. The ice lolly I had was a Calippo. Top 5 ice lollies. Number 5, Rocket. Number 4, Fruit Pastel. Number 3, Fab. Number 2, Calippo. And number 1, drumroll please, Mr. Freeze. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye. Oh, and remember to enjoy some ice lollies. Bye.
A very important final message there indeed. It was a great event, and I understand it raised nearly £900 for our house charity, St. Albans Pantry. So thank you to everyone who contributed. Next, here are Nate and Latch with a feature about some of their favourite recent lessons in Year 5.
Hello, my name is Nate.
Hi, I am Latch, and today we are going to talk about our favourite lessons recently in different subjects here at Manor Lodge. Here are Nate's top 3.
My third favourite is our recent history lesson, all about World War II planes. We learnt about the RAF's. The RAFs, which stands for Royal Air Force's best plane, called the Spitfire. Then we learned about the best German plane, called the Messerschmitt Bf 109. Number 2 is English, because we typed up a recount on our Wales trip. We wrote about all of our highlights of the trip and why we liked the trip. My favourite lesson recently is computing, because we are currently working on an iMovie of the story of World War. We have done our plan for what we are doing for the following 4 weeks. Now I will hand it over to Lunch to tell you about his favourites.
Thanks, Nate. My third favourite lesson is DT. In DT, we made pool noodle rockets. We cut metal, taped on pieces and attached things using a hot glue gun. We went outside to test it and it worked perfectly. My second favourite lesson recently is music. In music, we are currently making a slideshow presentation about the Beatles. We are learning about the Beatles whilst doing this. We added cool animations, transitions, used pictures, and added music about the Beatles, of course. My favourite lesson recently is geography. In geography, we did activities with the receptions, like answering questions to do with different parts of Kenya using posters, making Maasai necklaces, and even trying to jump as high as some Maasai people can. Obviously, we didn't get anywhere near, but it was still fun.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Make sure to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Over to Aria and Sophie from Year 5 now, who have a rundown of some top shoe brands.
Hello, everyone. I am Sophie in Year 5.
And I'm Aria in Year 5 too.
Today we are going to talk to you about the top 5 famous shoe brands.
Number 5, Nike. Nike is an American athletic footwear and apparel corporation.
Number 4, Adidas. It is known for its 3 stripes on its shoes and for its comfort.
Number 3, Jordan. The Jordan brand is a line of basketball and sportswear shoes, apparel and accessories.
Number 2, Puma. It is known for its comfort inside its shoes by using materials, for example, foam and other materials.
Number one, drum roll please. Skechers. Skechers is a footwear company that specializes in athletic and casual shoes, known for its comfortable and stylish designs.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye!
Freddie, Shaquille, and Roshan from Year 4 have a comedy script for us next.
Hi, I'm Roshan.
And I'm Shaq.
And I'm Freddie.
But I'm the fastest at running, so I'm going to win the race. Ha, 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 ha.
I'm going to win. Ha, ha.
No, I'm the fastest, and look at the track. I'm between the lines, so clearly I'm winning.
Your feet are actually 1.1 millimetre out of the line.
The race will start in 5 minutes.
No, you're disqualified, and just admit it. I'm fastest because last year I lost, so clearly I'm faster.
You really think you're going to win? Pa, well, you'll be sad when I kick your butt and win.
3, 2, 1.
I'm winning!
Freddy, you are disqualified.
Wah! Not fair, I'm so sad.
Ha ha ha, you little crybaby.
Where? You're crying right now.
Where? No, I'm not.
Ha, you're both crying, so clearly I'm not. Where?
Let's have a song contest.
Well, look at this.
You're hurting my ears. Let me show you real talent.
If it's time to try defying gravity, I think I'll try.
Ah, you're both hurting my ears. La. This is how some real talent.
La, 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 la.
What are you doing? I told you this was a bad idea.
Freddy! I said, what are you doing?
He's being naughty. Ha ha ha. Let's try that again. Then we won't. Woo! Okay.
I'm winning!
I'm winning. Told you I'm the fastest.
Now I'm winning. Ha, ha, ha.
It's a draw.
I should have won. Ah!
All together then.
Ah!
What am I doing?
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Bye!
Now over to Davina from Year 6 to tell us about the Capital Summertime Ball, which takes place this weekend.
Hello everyone, my name is Davina and I'm going to tell you all about the Capital Summertime Ball. The Capital Summertime Ball is a kid-friendly concert which occurs every year. They have a wide range of artists that change every year. As you can see, the Capital Summertime Ball is run by the Capital Station. Here are the artists that are confirmed to come. Mariah Carey. She is more commonly known for her song All I Want for Christmas Is You. But she does have some other non-Christmas songs. Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff. They have a wide range of songs including A Nightmare on My Street and Summertime. Benson Boone. He is more commonly known for his hit single Beautiful Things. He also has created some more hit singles such as Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else and Slow It Down. Tate McRae. She has a wide range of songs, including Revolving Door, Sports Car, and She's All I Wanna Be. She's also friends with Olivia Rodrigo. Miles Smith. He has a wide range of songs called Stargazing and Nice to Meet You. He has also released a new song called Gold. You should check it out. Lola Young. Lola Young is more commonly known for her hit song, Messy. KSI. His range of songs include Not Over Yet and Think of It. He was actually 14 or 15 when he started posting videos. Jade. Jade used to be part of Little Mix, so as you can guess, she has a lot of songs under her belt. Some songs which are part of her solo career are Angel of My Dreams and It Girl. Renee Rapp. Yes, the Mean Girls Renee Rapp is coming to the Capitol Summertime Ball. She plays Regina George in Mean Girls. She has a very famous solo called World Burn, which is also in Mean Girls. Zara Larsson. She has some top hits, including Can't Tame Her and On My Love. She also came to the Summertime Ball in 2023. Jessie J. Jessie J is returning to the Capitol Summertime Ball after 11 years. She has also released a new song called Living My Best Life. Busted versus McFly. Busted and McFly have joined forces just last year. They are now known as a supergroup. It was November 2013 when McFly said that they would join forces with Busted. Rita Ora. Yes, Rita Ora is coming to the Capitol Summertime Ball. Her first hit song was Hot Right Now and now has a huge repertoire of songs. Dasha. Dasha is more commonly known for her hit song Austin, which is an internet sensation. James Hype is coming to the Capitol Summertime Ball as a DJ. He has some hit songs such as Ferrari and More Than Friends and will drum up a nice party atmosphere. Remember Monday. Remember Monday are known for their appearance for the UK at Eurovision. They are known for their song What the Hell Just Happened. It is happening, the Capitol Summertime Ball is happening on the 15th of June, and I am very excited about it. I hope you enjoy my part of the podcast. Bye for now.
Arthur from Year 6 has a new feature for us next. He's going to play you a few clips from a particular programme, and your job is to try and guess what it is. Hope some of you recognise it.
Hello, my name is Arthur, and today I have a little game for you. Guess the programme. There will be three short cutscenes involving the certain characters, hinting at what the actual show is. If you can figure it out before the end, well done. At the end, I shall reveal the answer. Part one.
To be or not to be.
Good, go on.
That's all you said to me.
Well, make it up.
What's my line? Just make it up.
Just make it up.
No, just... Will you marry me?
What, really?
Yes, I've always loved you.
I don't know what to say.
Just say yes.
Yeah, okay. I need to go and tell my mum.
Change.
Do you really want to marry me?
Yes, of course.
Will you tell my mum? She doesn't believe me. She said you're a solid 8 and I'm a 2.
Change.
I think I found there's a venue, but it's an £8,000 deposit. Can I borrow your credit card?
I don't have that on me.
That's okay, I'll get it from your purse.
Change!
We're all set, June the 6th. I think this is the first time in my life I've ever felt happy.
Right. That was fantastic.
Part two.
Suddenly in the sky above them, the shepherds saw a most majestic sight.
Behold the light of God. Underwhelming. Make a note. I need more fireworks for the final scene. I bring good tidings of great joy. Halo. Halo. Halo, over there.
Hello.
No, on the floor.
We tried to not laugh at that and we failed. Part three. This may be the funniest one yet.
Mary and Joseph went from door to door looking for a room.
Hello, I'm a stupid shepherd. Here's your myrrh.
May God be with you, my friend. Please, I am with child. Have you any room at your inn?
Yes.
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 Okay.
No, no, no. Yes. No, there's no room here. There's room at the third one.
Fear not, my beloved Mary. I am sure we will find somewhere to rest. The good Lord watches over us.
I'm a wise man. Here's your myrrh. Mm-hmm. Switch on!
Have you any room?
Yes. No, there's no room here. Innkeeper slams door in their faces.
Oh, Mary, we have searched high and low, and there is only one inn left. Let us hope this innkeeper has room. Hello. Who are you?
John the Baptist.
Hello, I'm...
Jesus Christ.
I'm Jesus Christ! The Saviour is born! No, that's cut! Carry on! Yes, there's no room at the pub. In!
Okay.
Failed to not to laugh at that one.
Any of you guess that's program? Anybody? Anybody?
Think. Okay, so now that you've thought, hopefully, that the name of that program was The Goes Wrong Show, available on BBC iPlayer. No T's and C's required. Thank you all for listening and good day. Don't forget to like, subscribe and tell your friends.
We finish things off with our teacher interview. This week, Year 2 teacher Miss Scott joins us and here are Lakshe and Nate with the questions.
Hi, I am Nate.
And I am Lakshe.
And today we are going to interview Mrs. Scott.
How long have you worked at Manor Lodge?
So it's coming up to the end of my fourth year working at Manor Lodge now.
Have you worked at any other schools before?
Yeah, when I was doing my teacher training, I worked at two other schools in other parts of Hertfordshire.
Have you
Well, how is Manor Lodge different from your other schools?
I think it's different in that here we do a lot more outdoor learning. We're always trying to get outside. And there's more of a community feel, I think. There's always events going on at school. Parents can get involved. Yeah, I think that's how it's different.
Do you like working here? And if you do, what do you like about it?
Yeah, I really like working at Manor Lodge. As I said, I love the outdoor learning. I love going outside. I love being able to take lessons outside and having the freedom to do that. I love all the events. I love Sports Day, which I'm looking forward to next week. So there's lots of things, like the whole community and all the staff and all the children are so lovely here. It makes it feel really special.
How do you think Manor Lodge could improve?
The only thing I think possibly is when it's in the winter and the playground is not on the lawn, I think possibly we could do with a little bit more equipment or something to keep the children a little bit more occupied, perhaps.
Yeah.
Something to play with. Maybe
Since
like
we're
a
not allowed to play
thing.
With the snow. We're never allowed to play with the snow.
Almost like, you know, the reception playground.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe we could do with something like that in future.
Yeah. I don't know why they get it always to themselves.
What are your hobbies?
I love going for a run. I sometimes play a little bit of golf. I've always played a lot of netball. So very active outside. I like going for a walk when it's sunny.
I'm taking a golf lesson this afternoon.
Are you? I love playing a bit of golf, actually. Only when it's sunny, though.
I play crazy golf, not really like
Oh, crazy
actual.
Golf is fun, too.
And adventure.
It is fun, yeah.
And adventure golf.
Do you have... what book genre do you like to read?
My favourite book genre, I think, possibly is like a bit of a thriller. I love reading the book and wondering, where's this going to go, what's going to happen, what's going to happen next?
I like that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, it's exciting. It keeps you thinking.
I like reading like a series of like a few books, quite a few books, and because I like it how every book, it leaves it on a cliffhanger.
Oh, so you feel like you have to read the next one. What's your favourite series?
Currently, I'm reading a series called Conspiracy 365. There are 12 books.
Yeah.
1 month each book, and a boy has to survive this 365 days, and I'm really finding that interesting.
Oh, that sounds good.
Do you have a pet?
We used to have a dog, but unfortunately she got old, and then we don't have her anymore, which is sad, but I would love to get another dog one day. She was a little cockapoo. Because it's very sweet.
Is there any other pets you are interested in?
I think definitely a puppy. Maybe a cat or a kitten, I'm not sure.
My neighbours have got a little puppy that they got a few weeks ago.
Oh, do they?
I really want a puppy
any
sort of animal, to be honest.
Got two guinea pigs at home, I guess.
Your sister's told me about that, Nate.
What is your favourite colour?
I think it goes through phases. Sometimes it's pink. Sometimes it's like turquoise blue at the moment, I think, is my favourite colour, because it reminds me of the sea on holiday.
Mine's red, because first I support a football team and their kit's red.
Who do you support?
Liverpool.
Nice.
And then I'm also in Phoenix here.
Oh, so double red.
Yeah. I like orange, just for no reason in particular. I think it's just a nice colour.
Yeah, it's a happy colour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any favourite like cuisines or foods that you like?
I think Italian is probably my favourite. I love pizza, I love pasta, but then also I do love a nice curry sometimes.
Yeah.
What about you?
I like a lot, but I think I probably like Japanese the most. I love sushi.
Oh yeah, I love a bit of sushi as well, actually. What about you?
I do not like sushi.
Do you not?
I do like pizza.
Pizza's my favourite on a Friday.
We normally have it on a Wednesday.
Do you?
For some reason, there's always one day for pizza.
What is your favourite country to visit?
I think I would have to say Greece. I usually go there every summer to different places, and the weather's always lovely. There's always nice beaches. There's a lot of history and a lot of culture there. So I think that's probably my favourite.
I've been to
the Isle of Crete.
I went there last summer.
Just south of Greece. We basically explored everything around it, and I think we saw a museum. I can't remember it that well now because it was a few years ago.
Mm. What about you? What's your favourite place to visit?
Most recently, I went to Kenya.
Wow, did you?
Last summer.
Mm.
And Tanzania.
Did you? Did you go on a safari or anything?
Yes, I went on a safari in Masai Mara.
Did you see many animals?
Yes, I saw all of the big five.
Did you?
Plus, I saw a hyena.
That's amazing. I'd love to do that one day.
We're learning about Kenya right now in geography as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a very good time to hear.
Yeah, I do. Like, we're learning about all the Maasai's. I've met quite a few Maasai's.
That's amazing. What a good life experience.
So is there anything else you would want to share with us that you don't think many people would know about you?
I guess an interesting fact is that when I was in reception, I actually came to Manor Lodge when I was a child.
Okay, interesting.
So I came for reception and I've come back to teach here, so can't stay away.
Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Scott, for letting us interview you.
You're welcome, boys. Thank you for interviewing me.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Make sure to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Well, there you have it. We've recently been speaking to former Manor Lodge pupils, and it turns out Miss Scutt is one too. On that note, please do look out for our next episode, where we will be joined by another former Manor Lodger, who is a bit of a growing celebrity in the world of sport and entertainment. So watch this space. To make sure you don't miss it, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, and why not leave us a nice review on your podcast app too. The music you heard at the start of the podcast was a piece created on GarageBand by Seb and Cody in Year 5. And now to close the show, here is Seb again playing High Street on the trombone.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.